Media pundits have been predicting a close race between the ANC and the DA, particularly in the richest and most populous province, Gauteng. Sizwe Mchunu is the DA leader in KwaZulu-Natal province and member of parliament there.
We will be able to push the ANC to below 50% in Gauteng, and also in the Northern Cape, we'll also be able to push the ANC to below 50%, which will therefore allow us to actually enter into political engagements or bilateral engagements with other parties with a view of forming a coalition government. And I have no doubt in my mind. When it comes to KwaZulu-Natal, we are still likely to emerge as an official opposition.
The ANC's national spokesperson, Jackson Ntembu, says the voters will prove the analysts and Mr. Mchunu wrong.
The Democratic Alliance think that they will win Gauteng. They have no chance in hell of winning Gauteng. We are very strong in Gauteng. The ANC is still going to win the province overwhelmingly. Not only the province of Gauteng, we are also going to reduce the majority of the opposition where they govern in the Western Cape. Also, all statistics show that nationally we are going to have an overwhelming victory.
Mtembu says the ANC is happy to highlight its record, which includes government grants for over 15 million poor adults and pensions for the disabled and elderly.
Many people know that their lives have improved in the 20 years since the ANC took over power of governing our country. Almost 92% of people in the country have got water, and particularly poorest of the poor. Many people didn't have electricity, particularly those who were oppressed. They were not only oppressed politically, they didn't have services in their doorstep. We have ensured that people around 86% of the country have now access to electricity, starting from around 48% when we started in 1994.
But Sizwe Mchunu of the Democratic Alliance says the Western Cape is the only province to spend up to 70% of its budget on improving living conditions of the poor. And he says the national government's own reports cites the Western Cape as the best of all provinces in terms of management of finances and of government entities. The ANC's Jackson Ntembu dismissed DA claims that it is better than the ANC in delivering social services.
They are terrible, to say the least. In fact, they have taken the Western Cape, where they govern, to apartheid days. When you go to black townships, there are always protests there about sanitation. Yes, they might have done a lot to white people. They might have upped their standards. But when it comes to black people in the Western Cape, indeed, there hasn't been any improvement in terms of service delivery.
The DA says its track record has been publicly supported by Abshali Basamjondolo, an influential movement defending the rights of shack dwellers in Cape Town, Durban, and other cities. They've endorsed the DA in the upcoming elections. The ANC's Jackson Ntembu is not impressed.
They are not even 100,000, and therefore, whether they have support from Abshali Basamjondolo, who are no numbers at all, to us is not an issue. What is an issue is that the majority of people of South Africa in the last election, 11 million out of the, at the time, it was around 47 million people voted for the ANC. We are very convinced that come Wednesday, we will have even bigger numbers, around more than 11 million that will be voting for the ANC.
Critics say that rather than creating jobs, the ANC has continued to focus on expanding expensive social programs. Hussein Solomon is a professor of political studies at the University of the Free State in Bloemfontein, South Africa. He says the country's middle class pays nearly half their salaries in taxes that support these efforts.
Approximately 17 million South Africans receive social grants under the ANC. And basically what the ANC has done this past 20 years, they've been very successful. Instead of creating employment opportunities and dignity with work and so on, They've essentially created an entitlement culture, giving out social grants, old age pensions, disability grants, child grants, and so on.
Some supporters of the ANC say they will vote against the party in protest over corruption and joblessness. That includes the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, which decided not to support the ruling party in the polls. The ANC's Jackson Ntembu says that while the leadership may have declined to support the ANC, the union's shop stewards and other members are actively campaigning. He notes the larger federation of unions, of which NUMSA is a member, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, is supporting the ruling party. Analyst Hussein Solomon says he's concerned about any party that wins the elections. He says all have made promises to the electorate that may be impossible to deliver, including the creation of 6 million jobs and expanded services. He says the global economic slowdown has affected South Africa's trading partners in Europe, North America, and Asia. And as long as the international economy is weak, he says, South African government revenues from exports will not provide enough money to state coffers to provide support or reduce unemployment. I'm William Eagle in Washington.